KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly clear at 53 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. We look for it to be sunny today, a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Multiple law enforcement agencies were involved in a pursuit early this morning in western Iowa. According to authorities in Cass County, the pursuit of a black Ford Escort began around 2:30 a.m. in Pottawatomie County and made its way into Cass County on Boston Road. Stop sticks were deployed at 560th and Boston Road in Cass County, but the suspect vehicle managed to make it back into Pottawatomie County. The chase ended between Marnie and Walnut at around 2:45 a.m. near 530th and Westgate Road. Now, information about the name of the suspect, why he was being pursued, and the charges filed against him are currently not available. Deputies from Cass, Audubon, Shelby, and Pottawatomie counties were involved in the pursuit. Voters from across the state went to the polls Tuesday to cast ballots in local school elections. Here in Cass County, patrons of the Atlantic Community School District elected 3 out of 7 candidates running for at-large seats on the school board. The winners include Jenny Williams, Keith Swanson, and Allison Bruckner. Jenny Williams received 725 votes, Dr. Keith Swanson 574, Allison Bruckner received 513 votes. 351 votes were cast for Mark Fagan. Bob Drojo received 328, Dennis Schwanke received 244, and Douglas Bierbaum 157 votes. Voters rejected a public measure in Atlantic to add an income tax surcharge component to the district's physical plant and equipment levy. The result was tight, though, 452 to 443, with 49.5% of the voters approving of the measure. In the Cam School District, incumbent Julie Williamson was reelected to the North District Board of Directors with 281 votes. She was unopposed. Incumbent Todd McKee was reelected as South District Board of Director with 224 votes. Challenger Emily Rouse had 104. And in the Griswold School District, where there was no candidate for the District 1 director seat representing Lewis, a write-in, Erica Kirchhoff, was elected. Incumbent Scott Hansen was unopposed in the Director 2 district seat. He received 29 votes. Heather Pelzer, a newcomer, was the only candidate running for the at-large director seat in the Griswold District. She received a total of 115 votes, and there were 9 write-in votes for the seat. Elsewhere around the listening area in Audubon County in the contested races for at-large director district seat, the winners were Christine Conkler with 163 votes, Mark Nissen with 165, and Brittany Way with 176 votes. In the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School District, there was 4 at-large seats available and 4 candidates for the position. All 4, of course, won their election, with Terry Harris, an incumbent, receiving 38 votes, Matthew Jorgensen, 45, incumbent Joel Schluter, 39, and Ryan Wilson, the incumbent, 43. In Adair County, the Adair-Casey School District, there were 2 at-large seats open, and the winners for that were Dallas Dinkla with 129 votes and Randy Carney with 117. The Nottoway Valley School Board had 2 District 2 director seats up for election. The winners were Amy DeVault with 694 votes and Rebecca McCann with 712. The Proposition A in Nottoway Valley passed by a vote of 620 to 337. In Pottawatomie County, by a vote of 614 to 74, or 88.8%, residents of Avoca, Hancock, Shelby, Tennant, and Walnut voted to approve the reorganization of those districts into AHSTW. It was a resolution in support of the solution to Walnut's declining enrollment, avoiding putting the district in the position of spending more than allowed by Iowa law, and thereby completing a process that officially began last October. 94% of AHST voters and 77% of Walnut voters were in support of the reorganization. An AHSTW school board will be created from the 2 existing board members, with 5 members from AHST and 2 from Walnut, when the merger becomes official on July the 1st of next year. The new board will create 5 director districts, providing representation from all corners of AHSTW, with 2 additional members elected at large. In a separate vote Tuesday, a revenue purpose statement was approved, 612 to 85. It avoids the need for a special election to combine the 2 districts' finances as a result of the reorganization. You can find other election results from around the area from the school board races that were decided on Tuesday on our website under the news tab at kjan.com. In the funeral announcements, F. Leroy Alexander, age 81, of Grimes and formerly of Montezuma, died Friday. A funeral mass for Leroy Alexander will be today at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Ruth Wiedemeyer, age 91, of Adair, died Thursday. Funeral services for Ruth Wiedemeyer will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Evangelical Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Betty Drager, age 88, of Olive Branch, Mississippi, and formerly of Cumberland, died Friday. A funeral service for Betty Drager will be today at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Lisa Ergish, age 52, of Greenfield, died Thursday. A tribute to Lisa Ergish will be held this evening at 7 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Ernest Ernie Little, age 85, of Stewart and formerly of Menlo, died Friday. A military graveside service for Ernie Little will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Rose Hill Cemetery in Menlo. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Neva Clark, age 99, of Coon Rapids, died this morning at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Services for Neva Clark are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids. And Mark Thomas, age 64, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday at Thomas Rest Haven. Services for Mark Thomas are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids. The news brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.